The San Dieguito Lagoon in Del Mar may be teeming soon with wildlife in a few years or so. KPBS reporter Ed Joyce tells us it is a major milestone in an effort to restore the wetlands.
Ocean water flowed into the San Dieguito Lagoon for the first time in 7 decades when an excavator, think bulldozer, only larger, scooped away the last part of a temporary earthen dam. The Pacific Ocean flowed in from the west, mixing with groundwater in the 40-acre lagoon. Ecologist Stephen Schroeder says restoring the connection to the sea is a major step to create a breeding habitat for wildlife.
So what's going to happen is right away you're going to get fish coming in here, and then you're going to get, you know, all kinds of marine organisms colonizing, and they're going to be kind of the food base for a lot of other things, and birds.
Biologists expect that several bird species will be attracted to the lagoon. Project manager Samir Tania says the next step includes planting more than 350,000 plants.
And then after that, we're going to head on to do some more work on the inlet dredging and the excavation of the inlet to open it from now on in perpetuity to the ocean, to keep this kind of exchange for all year round.
By exchange, he means the twice daily tides that will flow in and out from the ocean. Southern California Edison is paying for the $86 million project to compensate for fish killed at the San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station. The project should be finished by the end of next year. Ed Joyce, KPBS News.